Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! Hello! Hello, hello, hello! Oh, you just got to love an opening with applause. Welcome to Third Thursdays. Yes, I'm so excited about tonight's show. Well, I have mixed emotions, but I am very excited for my sweet friends. This is Third Thursdays, and we have a wonderful special co-host tonight. And, my name is Golden Hawk. This is another reality show. Oh, my God, and I'm absolutely in another reality right now. This is, okay, let's take a breath. Everybody, Goldie's going to take a breath because, you know, that's the kind of moment we're having right now. So, okay. It is Third Thursdays. It is July 15th. I have a couple announcements I want to make before I bring my special co-host and my wonderful guest on. Benjamin Krem, who is the author and artist who channels the masters, not Maitreya, but he writes the masters that he channels, talks about Maitreya and the work of Maitreya. I've had him on the show before. He is from London, but once a year he comes into New York. He comes to the States. He does New York, I believe, in L.A. He is going to be in New York Saturday, July 24th at the Fashion Institute Haft Auditorium at 2 p.m. Doors open at 1:30 for a lecture. And he is going to do a public transition meditation Sunday, July 25th at the Hotel Penn Skytop Ballroom at 7 p.m. If you are interested in any of those things, if you go to his site, shareinternational.org, they'll have it all posted. I can tell you, I went to his lecture last year, and there's palpable energy when you sit in the auditorium as he speaks. And he'll tell you at the end of the thing that masters are always dispersed throughout the audience. They come dressed as regular people, but the energy, like I said, is definitely palpable. So they asked me to make that announcement, and I'm delighted to share that he's in town on the East Coast. So check that out. Also, I have been setting the intention that I wanted to remind everybody to invite their essence, their soul, their higher self, their higher mind, actually consciously invite it into your body. Your soul and your experience and your essence, invite it into your body. It will change the perspective. It will change your experience. Just because it brings a love that is so wise and so, again, you know, I'm going to get a little redundant because my brain's a little kooky bird right now. It's palpable. It's palpable. My life is absolutely changing since I have been inviting my essence in to join me. And I just simply, you know, every day, you know, just invite it to be part of my experiences in the third dimension. So I wanted to make a note to do that as well. Okay. It is Third Thursdays. We have Christina and the goddess Sophia with us. And actually, before I introduce you, we have a special co-host tonight. Brian Sims is with me. Because Brian Sims has a presence that I wanted to help, you know, launch him. I think Brian should have his own radio show, and he agreed and was a little nervous about just jumping in doing his own show. So I invited him to come on this show, especially he knows Christina's work, you know, to kind of get his feet wet and you know, do the hosting stuff with me. Pardon my vocabulary. I have had quite the day. So welcome to the show, Brian. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And hello to everyone out there. Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
sounds
good.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, and of course, you know, there's not a whole lot of introduction needed. For the last, I think it's 2 years. Correct me if I'm wrong, Christine. I think we've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, I haven't.
Third Thursday.
It's flown by. So hi.
Yeah, Third Thursdays. It's Christina and Goddess Sophia. You know, my favorite two beings who share their wisdom, they share their love, they share their experiences with me personally, with the audience. So wonderful to have you on, and I know this is the last installment, and I promised myself I wouldn't cry. I can't guarantee that. But I really wanted, you know, the people to know that, you know, it's almost like I have the same sensation that I would imagine parents have when their children are going off to college, or, you know, if they're, you know, moving into another space in life. It's the next direction. It's obviously an expansion. It's such a joyful experience that, you know, you get sad, but it's a sadness. You know, the sadness is a little selfish. It's really, there's a joy that you know that your friends are really going on to the next step, and I couldn't be happier, because I believe in your work. I believe in Sophia, and I think you're clearly ready for mass media. I mean, I think the consciousness is ready, and I think, you know, I read on Facebook today, July 17th, which is 7/15, mm-hmm. the number 715 stood for any changes that are happening are going to be increased and blessed on this day.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was very auspicious for the show tonight, so.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I want to thank you. I want to say hi, Brian. Welcome tonight. This is fabulous. I'm happy to have you here. And yeah, it's a journey. So anyone that has been following knows that I've been on a mini sabbatical at the moment, and that I am actually completing my journey with spiritual radio, because there's a lot of luxury in spiritual radio. You get a lot of time. You get a lot of time to play back and forth, and most of us know that as you move to mainstream media, that you get little tiny 10-minute slots, 12-minute spots if you're lucky,
right.
And that what I'm really doing right now is starting to train myself and Sophia get used to the format of having a much shorter time to speak and to deliver a very clear message that is able to be really received from all different audiences, not just all of us sensitives who understand mastery and all of these great things we talk about on this show, but also to allow Sophia to really reach out and touch people that would never, ever hear of my work if I stayed in the spiritual field and in the channeling field. So it's a little bit of a challenge for myself, but I'm up for it. And, you know, same thing, it's a little bit sad to leave or to end the programs that I have been doing. But, you know, the saying, all great things come to an end and we start again. And I know that
exactly.
Everything is circular, so it will all come back around. So I really want to thank you and say it's been an honor to be on this program. It's been so much fun. I really look forward to it every month. I really am like, ooh, yes, it's a Goldie night. So
back at you, Christina. Truly, it's been an amazing ride. And I was thinking, you know, I've never had such a deep, compassionate experience with somebody, and we have it archived. You know, it's like, because I was revisiting some of the shows and, you know, laughing and crying and
Right. Just,
you know, it's like some people take pictures, we take audio pictures. You know,
Right. It's
really, it's been my privilege to play and dance and work and go deep with you. It's been an amazing ride. I'm very honored myself.
Me too. We're hugging over the airwaves.
We are. And Brian's in the middle. He's got a sandwich.
I know. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I have two beautiful women on my side, so thank you.
Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. The lines are up. I mean, you want to take calls?
Yeah, let's start. I'm sure people are going to want to talk to Sophia. I'll say hello and see what's going on with people, and then we'll bring Sophia in and see how what unfolds tonight.
Okay, sounds perfect. Hi, area code 814, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I do have a question, and it's about my relationship. I don't know if you can help me right now.
Okay, who's talking? What's your name?
My name is Shannon, and it's the gentleman's name is Justin.
Okay.
Yes, we are very spiritually connected. I'm just not quite sure what's going on at the moment. If I, you know, I'm kind of, I guess something doesn't add up and I'm a little confused about it, so.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll bring Sophia in, but I'll give a little bit of hint here. So a lot of times with relationship questions, what Sophia is going to do is really give you tools to feel confident about yourself. So instead of going in and necessarily reading someone else, she's going to give you a more clear picture of where you're at and how to approach the situation. She may give little hints and clues about what's going on with this gentleman, but most of the time she's going to keep it focused on you. And usually most of her answers are going to somewhat imply that there are, in any question, there are many layers of answers for you to find. So really, when Sophia talks, it's about you finding confidence. So when I'm listening to you, I feel a little bit of hesitation. So I think the goal at the end of it would be to feel confident in whatever is unfolding at the moment. Does that make sense?
I am confident. I'm just really nervous.
Yeah.
Because I don't know exactly what to ask, so that makes me a little nervous, which is making me sound not confident.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I apologize for that, but...
Well, that's great to define. So it's nervousness, which is great. A lot of people are nervous when they talk to Sophia. So let me bring her in for you, and we'll just see how she approaches it all, okay?
Okay.
All right, take me about 30 seconds or so. Goldie, you're welcome. Brian, to fill in the meanwhile.
There you go. Brian, why don't tell us a little bit about yourself, and Sophia will chime in. Don't worry about that. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Brian, and spelled with an I, and my last name is Sims, S-I-M-S, with one M. And I just want to first kudos, and I just want to say thank you, Goldie, for giving me this opportunity to co-host with you tonight. This is, especially with Sophia and Christina, this is an honor. And
my pleasure.
I just want to say thank you. And anytime you need a co-host, please call me.
Okay.
I would love to.
Hey, listen, I'm hoping to build your confidence up tonight and get you on, you know, get you your show.
Thanks.
I'm telling you,
and
the blessed thing of Blog Talk Radio is we can all do this. Yeah. Yeah.
I plan on doing that. I just have to get a good name, something that brings out my personality, you know?
Well,
hello, my friends. It is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Sophia.
Yes.
Namaste.
Hello,
namaste, dear one. Hello, dear.
Good. Hello, Goldie. Yes?
Yes. Hello, my sweet love. Yes.
We will come back to the beautiful co-host, and we will go right to our guest.
Yes?
Yes. Hello, beautiful
okay.
one. It is Sharon. Is that correct? What is your name again, beloved?
Shannon.
Shannon, hello. Okay, so we want to chat about this relationship that you are in, yes?
Yes, with Justin.
Good.
Yes.
And if you can clarify, no worries if there are nerves here. See if you can clarify what you are unsure about. So throw out any starting of a question, and I'll take it from there, yes?
I guess I'm unsure because... I know that I'm in it for the long haul,
yes.
And I am unsure as to, I know that he wanted to take it slow, and we came up with a great agreement, yeah, let's just take it slow and take it one day at a time.
Yes.
And the next day he changed his number, so that doesn't add up, and it's just weird. It's not a sad feeling or anything like that. It's just like something is weird, and I can feel it's weird, and I'm not sure what it is.
Good. All right. So let's really start with, have you spoken to him since that you had this conversation?
No, ma'am.
No. All right. So the number changed. You can't get in touch with him. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, so buckle your seatbelts, everyone. I'm going to say something dramatic, okay? Here we go. I'm going to say, oh, no, what a coward, yes?
Mm.
Now, that is a harsh thing for me to say. However, what an interesting thing that you have a really vulnerable conversation Yes, you open your heart, you agree, saying, I want to pursue this relationship, it's fine to go slow, you be all vulnerable, and all of a sudden he runs away, right?
Something like that. I was told to be patient from the spirit guides because he does care and loves me.
I'm still going to say boo-hoo right, for the moment. I'm going to go, what a coward. Now, just feel that, right? Because there is energy of something being strange, so it is a gentleman who is afraid. So coward means, this is not a negative term, this is a term, someone who cowers, someone who pulls away, someone who is afraid. So if we look at the Wizard of Oz, it is the lion, yes, that is afraid to face himself. So this is the metaphor I'm going to use with this man, that he is afraid of himself. So if we were to watch The Wizard of Oz, we would see that the lion comes into himself as he journeys down the path. So what I'm going to say to you is that this gentleman has some traveling to do to step into his full power. And that it's interesting for you to understand that, to know that, that this man has some soul searching to do, and that, yes, of course you are allowed to be a part of that if he chooses, and patience would be required, but you have to remember at the moment he is missing some of his roar, he is missing some of his manliness, he is missing some of his lion nature. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Now, we love using metaphors because, see, the word coward, oh my God, that's such a harsh word. Yet when we put it to the Wizard of Oz, we love that little lion, yes? We see that lion who is looking for courage and we want to go hug him. He is the most adorable thing, yes? So it is interesting for you to see that this man is like a little boy, and this little boy needs courage, and courage is something you must pursue. You must walk the path. You can't run away from it. So that lion had to pursue the path. So my advice to you, my friend, is to allow this gentleman the opportunity to travel the path to see, is he going to follow the yellow brick road? And if not, please try not to take it personally, because it's not you. It is him, afraid of his own great nature. Right. So what is off right now is that you feel that your power evokes his feeling of little boy, his feeling of, uh-oh, I have to journey down that road. Am I ready to journey down the road? Is the real soul-searching answer he is contemplating, both consciously and unconsciously right now. So it is up to you to be Dorothy, right, and say, I am headed, yes, to the Emerald City. Would you like to join me? And then there is a question. And he has an opportunity to join you or to stay where he is. Right? You are the one that is journeying to a place of saying that I really must go home. Home meaning to the place of my heart. And that's you being vulnerable. That's you saying I'm ready to have a relationship where I'm fully myself. So invite him along and see what happens. What is happening right now is he is lacking of courage. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And what we're going to do is give you a big hug and say, if for some reason he doesn't choose to follow the yellow brick road, that it gives you the opportunity to invite someone else down that yellow brick road.
That's the problem right there. It's a knowing that he is the one.
All
it's
right.
A definite knowing. And
let me be very forward with you, beloved. He is the one if he chooses courage. If he chooses not, he is not the one. So we have many, many soulmates, and you recognize him as a soulmate, and I confirm that knowingness of yours, that yes, he is a soulmate. Yet, soulmates must awaken. So if he walks the path, then he is the one at this moment. If he chooses not to walk the path, then there is another soulmate waiting in the wings. Another soulmate after that waiting in the wings. You would not come here and choose to not find a soulmate. So we have several soulmates that we set up in advance. So if this soulmate doesn't choose to walk the path, you can release him and say, that's all right. It's okay. You're not ready to embrace your totality. I am, and I choose to be with someone who also is ready to embrace their totality. Make sense? I know it makes sense in the mind, not so much in the heart at the moment, yet allow those words to sink in with you. See if you can awaken to the fact that there is others. You have many soulmates, and you have a very attractive woman that would find yourself easily drawing forth others if this doesn't work out. So I know that's hard to hear, but I am just reflecting what I know to be true.
Okay. Do you even see him contacting me at any time at all? Because I have a feeling that he will, and I guess I'm asking confirmation on my intuition.
At the moment, so yes, there's a probability that he will call, yet tonight we are very much highlighting his scenario, where he really is. So calling him the cowardly lion at the moment is highlighting who he is. So it will be, let's say, balanced on, is he ready to be honest with you? Is he ready to come forward and have an honest conversation? So your intuition said yes, and at the moment I can say yes, that's a probability, but I'm not sure he is ready to be honest. So we'll say that if he does not, it means he's not ready to have an honest conversation with you. Do you have any other way to pursue contacting him?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Where does he live?
He lives 2 hours away from me.
So remember, what you are looking for is a invitation for him to join you on this path. So this is about a closing for you, maybe an opening, but most likely a closing based on how he just changed his number, that cowardly lion path, right? So you may choose to be the lion and go and pursue him, show up at his door and say, here I am, right? What is your answer? Do you want to travel the yellow brick road with me? It seems like you already gave me the answer, but I am giving you the choice to be the lion that steps out and has courage today, right?
Okay.
Yes. Pursue what you need. That's what I'm telling you today. Pursue what you need. If you need to talk to him and get an answer, pursue getting an answer. But remember, we are dealing with a young boy who is choosing to be the cowardly lion. So you might not get what you are looking for, yet you will get confirmation that he is afraid. Plain and simple, he is afraid. But this is about you, beloved. This is about you finding confidence. It is about you finding your way. And maybe your way is with him, maybe your way is without him, but this is really about you following the yellow brick road. It is about you being the greatest version of yourself there ever was. So we bless you tonight, and we say to you, all of us here, trust in your journey and trust that you know best. So if you need to jump in that car and go find him and really ask for an answer, go do that, yes?
Well, as soon as I get some money, I could do that.
All right, beloved. Well, you will see how it unfolds, okay? And trust that this is not about you. This is about him. So a cowardly lion, yes? He has to make a choice, and he is choosing that role at the moment. So this is not about you, this is about him. This is about his journey. And see if you can try to not take it so personally, right?
Okay.
All right. I'm hugging you. I am really with you, my friend. Know that you are guided, and know you will find your way through this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. I hug you. We all hug you tonight.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you for calling, Shannon.
Thank you.
Namaste, my friend.
Namaste.
Okay, now we do have another caller. Would you like me to cue them up, or?
So before we do that, let me take a moment
okay.
to welcome Brian. How are you being, Brian?
Very good, dear one. It's been a long time, but I love talking. I love feeling the energy.
Ah, well, thank you. So tonight is you really holding your own space. So is there anything as a host you would like to ask me, you would like to discuss? Is there anything as a host, because you're co-hosting here, that you would like to take charge of, yeah?
First and foremost, I want to thank you for through the years that we've been talking, like physicality-wise, through the voice, connecting with you also on Vaishali's show and stuff in the past. I wanted to say thank you, dear one, because you are giving me an opportunity to be vulnerable and be strong at the same time and not being afraid to show that.
Yes, and you have transformed much.
Yes.
Time that we have connected on air and off air. So,
yes.
Really, I say thank you back. I receive your thanks, I receive your gift, and I also remind you, you are the one that is doing the transformation. So we have to
yes.
thank you in return. And Brian, do me a favor and just pat yourself on the back. Oh,
well, I do. I tell myself in the mirror how much I love myself, but it's really really believing in it and going beyond the belief. So
yes.
thank you.
Good. Yet, hear what I'm saying. Pat yourself on the back.
Okay.
So you two, Goldie, pat yourself on the back and say good job.
Okay.
Because it is the tool that is required as we are increasing our confidence. We need to tell ourselves over and over again, good job. So as you get off the show tonight, good job, Brian. As you get off the show tonight, Goldie, good job, Goldie. Yes?
Yes.
Indeed.
And that is how we pursue our careers, always patting ourselves on the back and acknowledging the courage, right? The theme
yes.
tonight, the courage it takes to do a show like this, to step into co-hosting, to step into even making that call. So let's honor the caller who had so much courage to call in. So we all have to say good job, right?
Good
yes.
job, Shannon.
Yes.
Definitely.
Good job,
definitely.
Shannon.
I agree with that. Yes.
Much love for you. Yes.
Good. All right, then. Goldie, anything you want to share as the co-host tonight? Anything you want to share?
Well, I want to share that however long we have been dancing together, it has been an absolute divine pleasure. Always, always, every moment that I've ever shared with you, just a divine pleasure. I you helped me on so many levels, and it seems like it's even still unfolding, the help that you've given me, and I appreciate it deeply.
Well, I receive all of your thanks and praise, and I say to you as well, you have gifted many by your courage, by your vulnerability, by your processing on air. So what a great service you do to many, where you allow yourself to actually do processing. So you are a co-host tonight, or a host in general, and then you are also stepping into the role of the processing, yes, the one who is processing information. So I'm hosting and I'm processing. So I am the therapist and the one getting the therapy all at the same time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. Yes, indeed, indeed. And I've begun to recognize that as a pretty nice attribute. You know, I used to look at the therapy as like I couldn't go on the air until I was quote unquote fixed. What a joke that is. Where I'm recognizing now that sharing the process, several people have said that it's been helpful in their experience, me sharing mine. So.
Exactly. It is
yeah.
all about balance. How do you balance being the host as well as someone who's processing personal information? It's the balance. We want equal parts host with equal parts Goldie being vulnerable and sharing. So really the message that I have brought to the show over and over again is that we are always looking to balance out whatever shows up. So if we are all the way left, we bring all the way right in. Everything has its equal part. So that's what we do. So instead of judging something, we say, oh, our tendency is to judge those Wall Street people. How do we balance that judgment out and see some of the truth that they are showcasing to us right now. So that's what we do. We bring in balance. We bring in the opposition. So in the role that you are playing, you are always balancing the listener with the radio host at the same time. And that's a lovely way to be the reflection or the example to everyone. How do I be personal and professional? How do I have my heart open as well as hold myself up in that high esteem, whether it be a radio show host, whether it be a doctor, a nurse, a waitress, anything. It doesn't matter what we are being. How do I be that as well as that person inside that has a deep heart that wants to share and be revealed, right?
Oh, indeed. Thank you. Yes.
All right. When anyone's ready, unless we have more co-hosting to do here, we can bring on the next guest. It's up to the host.
Okay. Yeah, we have two more calls. I mean, the callers are definitely, they're wanting to speak with you, knowing it's the last show, I'm assuming. So, okay, let's bring on, wait a minute. Okay, this one is not, okay, there you go. Area code 570, you're on the air.
Hey. Hello. Hi, beautiful Sophia and beautiful Goldie. It's Eileen Goldie.
Ah, hi, Eileen. How are you? I'm glad you called.
Hi, friend. Lovely to be with you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to know if you see any kind of major changes in my life this year, like any moves, any financial changes, anything big.
All right. Well, are you planning to do something big this year?
I'd like to, but I don't, I have to kind of count on spirit coming in, coming through a little bit.
Well, I'm going to say to you, we have to count on you to actually begin to decide what would you like big changes in. So you mentioned a few things. You mentioned moving, right?
Yeah, I do love where I am, but, emotionally the situation isn't the best.
Okay. And so we have moving and where you're living. And did you also mention career? Is that what I heard? What was the second thing you mentioned?
Finances, whatever. I'm disabled right now, but you never know, you know.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Okay. So what I really want to say to you is that spirit is not in control of what happens in anyone's life. So I really want to highlight that tonight because, beautiful one, you're doing us a really great service by saying, well, it's up to spirit. And I'm going to say back to all of you, no, it's not. Okay? So that may be dramatic. So again, the theme is buckle the seatbelt. I'm saying some dramatic things tonight. Oh, yes, I leave with a bang, right?
God bless, Sophie. I love you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say to you that spirit is a co-creator. Spirit does not say we are going to decide whether it is the right time for you to move, whether you are ready for major transformation. You decide whether you're ready for major transformation. And spirit is your assistant, is your helper in that. So the question that is more relevant is, Sophia, I am ready to get out of my home scenario. I'm ready, the emotional state that I am. I am ready to move away from this place that I am. Can you access some assistance for me? Can I get some assistance? Because my intention is to get to a better place emotionally for myself, right?
Yeah, see, I really don't want to move. I love physically where I live. I love it. I'm in the country. I'm on a mountain.
Okay.
And I love that, but...
Go ahead, but. what's that all about? What's the...
The marriage isn't the best in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to resolve it yet. I don't know if it can be resolved, you know.
Well, you're giving your answer right away, right?
Yeah.
So that... the marriage is the problem, not the place in which you live, right?
Right.
Okay, so that is much better. What I do is I help you to define. So when we say to spirit, hey, spirit, what's going to happen? Hey, spirit, help me. That's too open-ended, right?
I see, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
What we do is we specify, hey, spirit, my marriage is not working. It's not working out. So when we feel you, that's just the truth. That is not a judgment. You're not judging yourself. You're not judging your partner. You're just speaking truth. My marriage is not working, right?
Right.
and that it's time to complete it, or it's time for us to consciously take actions to see, can it work? So now we have some choices, right? We have some things to present to your partner, which is the fact. And it is a fact. It's not opinion. It's a fact. It is the truth. This marriage is not working. So we either pursue some sort of therapeutic process to see if we can get on the same page, if we can heal this, or it is time that we pursue completing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's very scary.
I know it's scary, and tonight the theme is courage. Tonight we find that a lot of women are needing to put on the walking shoes and to do the walking first. Yet thank you, Brian, for joining us, because he balances out and says, hey, wait, there are men who go first too, okay? But typically in the realm of the awakened ones, we're going to have a majority of the awakened ones being the women that requires the women to take the walking shoes, to take the next step, to say, we must take action now. So I know it is scary, yet what you know is that there is a huge support for you in the realm of spirit. That is why you call in. That is why you are saying, please tell me what's going to happen. Well, I say back to you, what is going to happen is you are going to put on your courage hat. You are going to put some shoes on, and you're going to begin to take action, stepping towards the truth that the marriage doesn't work and we need to shift and change. We have to. We can't stay in this place anymore. We have to move forward, because right now we are stuck and moving backwards.
Yes.
Right? Good. So, do you trust that you can put these shoes on? Just the idea of putting them on is a step forward tonight.
Well, let me tell you, there's like nowhere to go and very almost no money, and I'm terrified, and I have two dogs I need to consider.
Yes.
Where do I go? I know it sounds like excuses, but...
It's not an excuse, it's reality, and no one's asking you to figure that out on your own. This is about you and your partner having real conversations, which says, this doesn't work. So if we pursue, let's say you are defining we're pursuing divorce, how do we pursue that so we're both okay? We're trying to leave one another and make sure each of us is okay. Each person has a place to live. Each person has a way to survive, right? We're trying to make better our lives, not worse. Why are we suffering together in silence, right? Why don't we move forward? And even if that is separating, you care for each other enough, and you do. It's underneath. You care for another enough to want each other to have a place to live, to be safe, and to pursue wellness.
Yeah.
Yes. So get the shoes on and pursue the conversation with your husband that we both need to move forward in. If we are going to separate, if we are going to divorce, how do we do that and we both survive? How do we survive this so one is not left out hanging, right? We are bigger than that, right? We're better than that, right?
Mm.
And you have the voice. You're the one that can negotiate this. Because divorce can be nasty. It requires one person to say, why don't we both end up in a good place? Why does one have to end up in a better place than the other? Why can't we both end up someplace that is safe and supported? We might not be together anymore, but we are both taking care of our basic needs.
Well, you see, he doesn't exactly see it that way.
Yes, I know. And that requires you to have the courage. Because the more you pursue this conversation, the more you pursue that we care about one another, no matter anything that has happened between us, no matter all of any bad blood, anything we have ever said, why can't we be, right? Why can't we be humans? And why can't we pursue fairness here? And I know that underneath he does think that. It just takes courage for someone to say that. It always takes the woman. Sorry, Brian, yes, but it always takes the woman. When one party is jaded, okay, or when both parties are jaded, women tend to have more empathy. It requires the woman's estrogen, the woman's ability to care, to nurture, right, to bring that to the table. And 80% of the time you can crack that survival shell that the partner is in. So what I'm going to say to you is pursue this 8 times. And on the 9th time you say, Sophia, doesn't work, his shell's not cracking. Then you know, now I have to take other measures. But for now, the measure you are trying to take is a resolution that is fair and that feels safe for both of you.
Well,
so what I'm going to ask, beloved, is that you listen back to this, okay? So listen to the archive of this and see that as much as I'm not giving you a specific answer, I am giving you the energy, the courage, the backing that you need to calm your body down, to calm your mind down, to pull out the walking shoes, and that's when answers will come. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I know it's difficult. I didn't give you anything simple tonight, yes? I gave you... I know. I gave you the hard answer, but the hard answer is always the answer that means we must find balance. Balance is the way to resolution. Balance is the way out of hardship. So we don't get our answers when we are desperate. We get our answers when we are calm. So exactly what I said tonight, if you listen to the words over and over again, if you transcribe the words for yourself, you will find that my message is the message that will bring you calm, which will bring you strength. And in calm and strength, that is where your solutions lie.
Yeah, I do know that. I have felt that. I've come to that conclusion.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
45 years, you know, is a whole difficult thing.
It is difficult, and resolution will come by you finding balance, by you being a empowered woman who understands that you have a much greater capacity for empathy, a much greater capacity to understand bigger truths. So it is asking you to be the bigger person right now, and that is really tough because women get beat on. We know that. Men get tough. They have hard shells. They say very harsh things. They do very harsh, yes, actions in the world. Yet you are strong. You are the turtle. You have a hard shell as well, a protective shell that allows you to stay soft inside. Your nature is not hard. You have a hard protective shell that you can call forth. And remember that all we have to do is crack the armor of men because they are not turtles, yes? They are actually very big softies inside, okay?
Yeah.
That outer armor is a human armor. It's not natural. It's human. All you got to do is break that armor, and all of a sudden you will find that softie that you knew long, long ago. He's in there. You just got to find him.
Hey, I know this. I just didn't know what to do about it, you know?
Good. You find balance, and in balance you will find compassion, and you will track. I'm going to do this for 80% of the time. When I hit 81%, when I have tried 80% of the time, and now I am on 81%, all right, now it's not working out, and now I'm pursuing the next path, which means you are a coward again. We're back to the cowardly lion, and you are choosing the path of a hard man who won't budge. All right, suffer that way, and I will choose another road. Yet, you're far from that road, beloved. You have 80, and let's say 80 steps of getting to that place where you then turn away and say, it's not going to work out. The highest path is not going to work out. But I tell you tonight, I feel very, very strongly that your husband will crack. I feel very strongly about that.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yes, so crack that bloody man, yes? Crack that shell. We are going after the men tonight, mm-hmm. yes? We are pursuing those cowardly lions, and we are saying to them, grow up, yes? Good. You don't mind, Brian, do you? Do you recognize this in the masculine energy that I'm speaking about?
Yes, I do, very strongly.
Good.
I understand.
Will you do me a favor and tell this beautiful woman on the line, go for it, go after that man, crack that shell, because it is masculine support, and that feels really wonderful because that's what she needs tonight.
What is your name, my friend?
Eileen.
Eileen.
Right.
Dear, all I would just throw out there is some way get to his heart and maybe put your hand around him, hug him, and just say, no matter what, I love you.
Good.
Allow him to feel that in his own time and how he wants to feel that.
Good. So I'm going to add to that, Brian. Do
yes.
that in meditation, Eileen,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
Because actually you got to crack the shell first. So she's got to fight a little. She's got to find balance,
yes.
empathy. She's got to fight a little. But what Brian is telling you is hold that intention. Hold that
yes.
truth as you fight the fight here.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, I have done that. So
good.
I can...
Know that there is a strong percentage on your side. There is a strong, strong chance that you can reach him. And in reaching him, maybe you're still pursuing divorce, maybe not, okay? But in reaching him, you will pursue a path that both of you are choosing what's best for both of you, not for one or the other. And that is what you're headed towards, this path of let's both heal. Let's both feel safe and secure and not feel desperate. Desperate, you are tired of, sick of, and you are ready to bring that energy of desperate into balance.
Definitely.
Good. We hug you, my friend. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Eileen. Namaste, sister. Namaste.
Namaste.
Whew. You know, it does seem how funny. There's a theme, the theme of courage tonight. Because wouldn't it also be said of the caller, Eileen, what you said of Shannon, that it's about Shannon? I mean, that it's about Eileen.
Yes. Well, notice that really it is about her finding strength, right? So we find
right.
the reflection of the cowardly lion, but that reflection is asking us to find our strength. Right?
Exactly.
So we see a reflection, and that is our little clue, right, to find its polar opposite, find our own strength,
yeah.
and understand that it really stinks, and I'm going to even say sucks, for the awakened ones, because they're so tired of having to make the first step, yet everyone buckle the seatbelt again. That's what you agreed to do. You agreed to go first. You agreed to awaken first. You agreed to be the one that's choosing the higher road. You agreed to be that person. So that means you're always going first. Always going first.
Mm. You know,
right?
I find that, yes. Sophia.
Yeah?
It's like, for me, it's like as a light worker, as a human being, how do I, it's me learning to have the courage to use certain language, verbiage, to reach people in a way, like mainstream,
yes.
on how to bring the balance. I know how Christina's been working on this,
yes.
and I understand that, yes.
Well, one of the things you have already done great at is you have changed your tone. So do you mind
yes.
if I do a little bit of Goldie thing on air, which is a little bit of processing? I will ask permission for that, yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that okay?
All right. Yes.
So if we remember, and Goldie, I'm sure you will remember this as well, Brian's tone used to be very lyrical. Hello, Sophia. Oh, it's so lovely to be. And hello, everyone listening. So it was very lyrical in nature, right? And one thing I worked with you is that lyrical nature makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Now, it's very connected to a soulful way of talking, yet people don't perceive that. They don't understand your lyrical nature. So we worked with bringing more punch to your voice, right? More power to your voice, and less of a lyrical nature, more of a staccato, so bringing strength and beat to your voice. And in that, you are already finding that people are relating to you differently. Whether or not they are relating yet to your vocabulary, you have changed your tone. And in your tone changing, that's where you will begin to shape your vocabulary. You will begin to say, oh, I see that, and I hear and recognize that people are uncomfortable with these types of words when I'm in this type of way. Because you are very, let's say, it's not feminine in nature, but you have a feminine spirit to you. So it's not feminine in nature, so don't get that wrong. You have a feminine spirit, right?
I understand. Yes, yes.
That what the world needs is a masculine voice to balance out that feminine spirit.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
And so over the years, you have shifted and changed to help the world hear you better, right? Because really what you want to be is someone that the world can effectively hear, can have a conversation back and forth. And sometimes we have to change the way in which we naturally present ourselves because the world somehow doesn't hear what we're trying to say. So that is what you are sharing tonight. Oh, I shifted a lot in relationship to understanding people weren't hearing me, and I wanted to give people a better opportunity to hear conversations and the things I'm thinking about in my mind, right?
Yes, yes.
Good, lovely. And does that make sense to you, that you have shifted your tone?
Yes, it has. And it's like you said, it's just speak which I know, what I know.
Yes.
Not judging it, just saying what's inside. Let it come out.
Yes. And you're letting it come out and trusting that the natural way that it comes out is lyrical. So you had to adjust the lyrical and say, I can still say what I want to say with a slight tweak of just putting a little more power behind it. So that's not changing your essence. It's just changing your delivery.
Okay.
So, Goldie, have you noticed a change in Brian?
Well, what's interesting is I didn't know him per se when, I guess when he first, was connecting with you. But if he was too lyrical or if he was more lyrical, just for lack of, because I didn't know him then, I would not have asked him to co-host with me.
Ah, so Brian, I actually want you to hear that. So this is talking about opportunities, that by shifting delivery, opportunities open up. So Goldie never heard that lyrical voice of yours, which was a benefit to you. So that shifting opened up an opportunity. So everyone that's listening tonight, we want to say that whatever's in your heart, no one's asking you to shift or change that. What you may find that the world asks of you is to change your delivery, to deliver it in a way that's easy or more easily digestible. So we may have to shift how we offer something, not what we're offering, just how we're offering it.
Hmm.
Good. Great lesson tonight, right?
Yes, and I love your analogy of the Wizard of Oz. I love that movie, Sophia.
Yes, well, there's a lot of great analogies we can always work with. Goldie, did we work on the red shoes? Often I work with the red shoes, women in red shoes.
High heels.
We worked on the shoes, but they were sandals for me on one show.
All right. Oh,
but it was important that I touch the earth. That's why I think you wanted it sandals.
Yes, often I work with women to bring a little more pizzazz, bring a little more of kundalini to their life. Go and get a pair of red shoes, yes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you also told me, I believe it was at one point, you told me to put on high heel shoes.
Yes.
I don't remember what the reference was at the moment. I had a very challenging day. I'm so grateful Brian's here tonight, as well as you, Sophia, because my most challenging shows usually were on nights, my most challenging days most certainly were on Thursday nights when, you know what, I didn't worry about it. I just come on and know that it will become part of the essence of,
somebody will need to hear whatever it is that, you know, the challenge in my life brought, which would then be shared through the wisdom of our interaction. So I'm always grateful. Yeah.
Exactly. And let me ask, are we keeping a caller waiting? Was there one more on the line?
There is another caller. Would you like to take her? But, you know, she or he, I don't know what they are. So, all right, let's bring them on.
See what's going on.
Okay. All right. Area code 315, you're on the air.
Yes, it's a she. It's a she.
Okay, there you go.
There's really no coincidences because the lady caller was, you know, talking about courage. I stepped up and took the courage and made the move to get out of a situation that was not working. Felt very empowered when I was doing that. A year later, I'm not feeling empowered because I'm not manifesting the job that I need to support myself, and that's where I'm starting to say, wow, maybe I jumped too soon. I don't know because I jumped. But
all right. Hello, my friend. Can you share with everyone your name?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you being tonight?
Well, actually, you know, I'm listening to the whole dialogue with you guys. I just took a deep breath and I said, you know, be calm, be relaxed, let things flow to you. Don't keep forcing things because it's not working.
Good. So let's not go back and doubt all the choices that you made that did open up that feeling of empowerment. So once you feel empowered, you can't go back and say, oh, let me say that that was wrong, right? The feeling of empowerment was real, right?
Right, yes.
You left that relationship and it offered empowerment. So let's not negate that. Let's not delete that, because what you almost did is cancel clear that. So we're going to go erase that right now and say that empowerment was real. That choice was correct. That was the highest choice for me in that moment. And now what I'm looking to do is feel that empowerment with my career, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you had success. From a relationship point of view, now we have to look at the career point of view. So first of all, we got to go back and pat you on the back and say hooray to you for finding empowerment and making that difficult choice, yes, of transitioning from a relationship. So everyone, let's pat on the back, yes? Let's pat Linda.
Absolutely. Rock and roll, Linda. Yes.
Now, what I want you to do, Linda, is go back and say to that caller, right, Eileen, is you will feel empowerment in relationships, and good for you. I know you can do it because I did it. So we have to go back because we don't want to scare her to say if you get there, then something else is going to crash, right? We got to go back and tell her it's worth it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So if you mind going back and saying, hey, Eileen, go for it.
Eileen? Go for it.
Awesome. Because right there, you're trusting in your empowerment. So do you feel both Goldie and Brian, do you feel that she stepped into that empowerment again?
Yes, you're starting to hear it in her voice coming
good,
through.
Beautiful, Brian. It's in her voice. Okay, Linda.
Connect with the heart,
Exactly. Now that we got the voice and the empowerment going, so we did that in relationships. Now we have to start again with career. So let's understand that those two themes are separate. They only merge together later. So it's like you took a walk up a staircase in relationships and went through one door. Now you have to walk up the staircase with career. They're two separate themes. There's two separate energies. So let me ask, in a staircase modality, let's say the top is success, finding the job that you want, bringing the money in that you want. Where are you on that staircase? Are you on the bottom stair? Are you on the platform below the bottom stair? Are you in the
I would say I'm on the bottom stair.
Okay.
Because I'm unemployed and I've been job searching and looking and nothing's manifested as of yet.
Okay. So how long have you been searching?
6 months.
Okay, and how have you felt about yourself in that search? So I'm actually going to say that you walked 3 steps up, maybe actually 4 steps up in your search, and you just actually climbed back down in, oh no, it's not working. So what we're going to do is, what did you learn in your pursuit? So the last 6 months, what are some of the wisdom pieces that you learned?
That I need to update a lot of my skills because I've only really done one skill, and I need to be more diversified if I'm going to get a job.
Okay. So that's information, right?
Yes.
That's good information. So take a step up, okay? So step up one stair and say, I found that I needed a little more updating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so one stair up. So now we're going to move to the next stair up, okay? Which is, as you know, you need more updating. You will pursue updating your skills, okay? And the next stair up is to really trust that the jobs are there when we have the correct information on how we need to present ourselves. So you called in right after, or we took your call right after I had the conversation with Brian about presenting himself, right?
Right.
Okay, so this is about presentation of who you are. So as you update your skills, I'm also going to say, as much as the job market seems like it's a black and white thing, is there a job opening and do you qualify, you will be very surprised to know that it's more of a, I'm going to call it luck, but it's not luck at all. It's being in the right place at the right time because you created that. So it's not, do you have, go ahead, Brian.
Synchronicity.
Synchronicity.
I want the flow, yes.
Exactly. It's not about, do I have all the correct skills? It's, do I have at least brushed off my skills? Do I have some of the qualifications? And notice that I say some. And then, do I project that I have all that the company needs and even more? Yes? It's about how you present yourself.
Right. That's an area that I need to work on for sure.
Yes. So I'm going to give you a little bit of sassy, playful, stupid, because they're actually very stupid, okay? Because we got to get stupid before we get smart, okay?
Yes.
All right. So stupid techniques, okay? So everyone buckle the seatbelt again. Brian, your cheeks may blush, okay?
Huh? Okay.
So
okay.
One really stupid thing I'm going to tell you to do is to go out and buy some really fancy, yes, underwear, okay? That is red. Red underwear.
Red underwear. Yummy.
Ooh, right, the cheeks go burning. Okay, because what we're doing is activating the kundalini. We're activating the root chakra, okay? And in that, what you're doing is trying to open up all the other chakras to get energy moving. So what happens is we get stuck. The orange chakra, or the second chakra, is the chakra of security. Okay? And what happens is when we awaken red, it activates orange, which then almost that powerful red kundalini energy pushes open orange, which then moves us up to yellow. What we're trying to do is open 1, 2, 3 chakras, which then will push you into 4th chakra, which is the heart chakra. So go get some red underwear. What do you think about that? Can you do that?
That sounds pretty easy. Yeah.
So we get red underwear now, ready? So I'm going to show you the stupid things we're going to do. Then we're going to move on to the more intellectual things to do, okay? But we do the playful things first. So the red underwear is going to naturally open up these lower belly chakras. And then in terms of the heart chakra, so now we're on the heart and breasts, actually. So we're going to get red underwear and a black bra, black and red. Lovely colors together, very sexual colors together, and that black is going to protect that part of the body that's about nurturing others. So when we put black over our breasts as women, we protect that version of ourselves that's always trying to heal the world. So being the healer in an environment. Because why jobs are not available for you? Because you're a healer. And the last thing you want to do is go into a workplace and heal the bloody workplace. Right?
Oh, yeah, especially if it's bloody.
Yes, the bloody workplace. And what happens is that healers oftentimes will force no's, right, will force themselves to get no's, 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 because they recognize that workplace is a little bit screwed up. And a lot of workplaces are a little screwed up these days based on the economy and based on fear. It doesn't matter that a workplace is screwed up. What matters is that you receive that money coming in and that you are able to rise above the screwed up workplace, the effed up workplace, right? Because almost all job environments are a little screwy these days. So as a healer, you do not want the task of healing the environment, meaning the workplace. Instead, you want the task of being healed in the environment, which naturally creates healing where you're doing nothing, not doing a thing other than the actual job you're hired to do. Make sense?
Yes.
So what we have to do is actually protect the body part, which is connected to women being healers, which is the breast. So we protect them. So we think of Madonna, yes, and those little steel brassieres that she wears, right?
Mm-hmm.
Old school Madonna. So what we do is bring black covering over our chest and realize that that becomes armor for ourselves. So the red is going to awaken, the black is going to cover you, and that itself is going to start raising your confidence, because feel what it's like to walk into a job interview and go, yes, I got my red panties on and my black bra, and I am a very powerful woman, right?
Yes.
It's like you have a secret, right? Hello, Victoria's Secret. We got a secret, right?
You know what? That's funny you said that, because I was just there the other day looking for a bridal present, and I said, oh, my God, all this store has is bras and underwear. What happened to, like, the lingerie, you know? It's just bras and underwear in Victoria's Secret now. That's it.
And notice how you noticed that. So this is wisdom. This is intuition working, right? This is yourself saying, I need bras and underwear, right?
Well, I was looking for lingerie, but, you know, I said, this is crazy. All they have is bras and underwear. What happened to their nice bridal, like, gowns and negligees and stuff? So, yeah, but that is funny.
Good. Okay, so there is the playful thing. Okay, so there is the silly thing, the stupid thing, the bras and underwears. Now we're going to move on to the practical thing, okay?
Yes.
So now that we have our undergarments all taken care of, now what I really want you to do is also look at your wardrobe for a moment. And I know that this is a difficult thing to suggest, but I really want you to look to say, can I find a piece that is actually more expensive, okay, an outfit that is, if you go and look at the sale racks right now, my friends, there are tons of things on sale that are designer wears. What I would like you to do is find something as an outerwear that gives you a lot of confidence and screams, I feel like I have money. Even
okay.
Though you don't have money, right?
Right. I don't, right. Right now I don't, no.
So when you wear money, right, when you have an outfit that feels like money on you, people sense that, and they sense
yes.
You will bring money to our environment. You will be a valued employee because you got value on you. You're dressed the part, right?
Yes.
Good. So we're talking about clothes. So far, we have stepped up a couple of notches up those staircases already because we've realized you need to update things. You need to update your skills as well as your presentation. Now, from that place, once you now polish off some skills, polish up how you're presenting yourself, now you're going to actually show up in a much different way than you have been showing up. So we're going to call the first 6 months, take one, right? Take one in a movie set, which was, this is me pursuing it from that little bit of beat up place, right? Being uninformed,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Being out of the workplace for a while, right?
Yes.
This is me being young and naive in some ways, even that's not what you are, right? But this is me being uninformed. So now, take two, we've already done that first take. Okay, that's the one that we really suck at, excuse the language, right? Now we're going to do take two, and we're always much better on the second time. And you can immediately go, instead of it being 6 months for take one, you can actually do take two up that job interview, didn't work out, now we're on to take three again, right? I'm gaining more confidence. I'm gaining more leverage. I'm moving up the staircase because that's what you're doing.
Good. Yes.
What a great sigh for love, and good. We got to play. Once we play, we loosen up. Once we loosen up, then you can hear the answer. Most times people can't hear the answer because they haven't laughed first. We got to laugh a little.
Yeah. Right.
Good.
Yes,
thank
very
you.
Good. Very good information. It's you're always wonderful about that, how you're practical and playful and have people really dig, because it's not someone just giving, hey, go do this, go do that. That's total empowerment to encourage people to dig a little bit deeper and find it out for themselves.
Good. Because, see, it was a co-creation today. We did it together, right? We all
did
this together.
Right.
And that's what Spirit does. It's a co-creation. Spirit just doesn't hand it to you on a platter, right? We co-create. We have fun. We want to laugh. We want to enjoy this process with you. So you have to say this process is enjoyable or else, right, no one talks, because it's really difficult when everyone is so miserable to have a conversation. Try having a conversation with someone that's miserable. It's not a lot of fun, right?
Exactly.
So here is a trick of the trade. So, Linda, if you don't mind, I'm going to give this to everyone tonight off of your conversation, okay? So this is a big a trick, yet a tool for everyone. When you're miserable and asking Spirit for guidance, a lot of times Spirit is a little bit silent, because Spirit understands that no words that Spirit says or does is going to shift you, because you're in the mode. So the moment you say, it's my job to go out and find laughter, to lighten up in any way possible, all of a sudden the dialogue opens up, because Spirit sees you lightening up, and Spirit lives in the world of light. Lives in the world of higher vibration. So the moment you step towards that world, aha, you open the book and give us permission to help you. Give us permission to give you the wisdom that you're looking for, because you have worked at it. You dug for it. You tried, right? You took action. When you take action, we can take action. You always have to do the action step first.
Yes, that is true.
Cool.
That is totally true.
Really, that whole little spiel there was for everyone else. For you already know that, beloved. That is what you said tonight. But I am offering it off of all that you shared tonight. So feel like that was your little co-hosting moment there, too. Yeah.
Thank you. What a wonderful way to turn things around. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Namaste
thank
to
you for
all
calling.
Of you. Have
Namaste
a wonderful night.
You as well.
Thank you.
Many,
thank
many
you.
Blessings. You're so
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye
bye-bye.
Now. Well, that was hot, Sophia. That was, as always, that was hot.
Oh, well, red underwear always brings that.
Well, you know, and talk about synchronicities. I mean, incredible. She went to the store and, see, that's what I love, is that, you know, the call came in the order it was supposed to come in. In other words, everything kind of had a holographic feeling towards it, from the first caller saying, I'm afraid to leave, to the second caller saying, I already left. You know, it's like there's such synchronicity and depth that is, you can't plan this, you know, because nobody knew, this isn't staged, so to speak, but there's clearly an intelligence, you know, streaming through all of us.
Yes, and let's remember the very, very first caller whose boyfriend changed the phone number. Oh, my God.
Oh, right.
And so see that this has relationships going on, theme of relationships, themes of confidence, themes of courage, themes of empowerment, themes of finding balance. It's all intertwined. We're all making a beautiful tapestry tonight, and we're all the co-creators. We are all the co-hosts here tonight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And every show that they've called in, that's what it has been. It really is that everyone who calls in is a partner in co-hosting with this, because they're sharing their experience that I know many people are resonating with.
Yes. So one message that I can leave everyone with is this idea of hold your own. When you go to a lecture, when you open a book, when you call into a radio show, understand that you are the co-author. You are the co-host, yes? You mm-hmm. are the co-lecturer. That you being there is as important as the person standing on the platform. So if I can leave everyone with a strong message tonight, it is to remember your own power, to have the courage to stand on equal footing with everyone.
That's deep. That's awesome.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Good. So let me take the opportunity. I am going to bring Christina back for a moment to join you, for we want to give her a little time to have
of course, of course.
Both of you
yes.
and anyone that has a question for her, and I will be back in a little bit, yes?
Oh, thank you so much, Sophia. Absolutely. Namaste. Definitely.
We're rock and rolling tonight, aren't we, Goldie?
Yes, we are, my friends. Yes, we are. It's
so
always... It's always, like I said, it's such a holographic experience.
It sure is.
Amazing. Yeah.
I have
yeah.
a question for Christina when she gets back.
Hi, guys.
Cool.
Hey.
Hello, Christina.
Hey. What's your question, Brian? I love questions.
All right. When you first started, when you remember that first opening, when you first, that first, very first, I don't know if you can remember, but when you go back and look at the very first time that you brought Sophia through fully in trance, what did it feel like? Did you feel, what were the, what do you say, did you sweat a little? Did you feel nervous? Did you, were you scared?
Yeah.
Share with us. Yes.
So I'll actually start with two. So the actually... So the first time I had heard of Sophia, it had been told to me that Sophia was my guide, and my first contact with Sophia was actually a friend of mine channeled her spontaneously in front of me, and she handed me a flower and said, "Your flower
wow.
is the rose," and I had never seen channeling before, but I clearly knew that it was no longer my friend. That some sacred thing was happening, and this being handed me a rose. My friend came out of it, like, jumping up and down, freaking out, running outside. Like, what was that? And I was completely calm. I don't know how I knew what it was, but I said, wow, I said, that was spirit. And spirit gave me a flower, and she also asked me to give a flower back to the person who had channeled it. And I was completely calm, no fear at all. So that was take number one, if I'll use Sophia's little analogy, take one. Take two, I actually started channeling Sananda first. So that would be take two, and that experience really, Sananda being another word for Jesus, so that was really mind-blowing to me in the sense that I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, same here. I grew up Catholic also, yes.
So I was awed by it and kind of so awed by it that it almost like I was like, durr, like, whoa. And like, and then, so that's take two, and then take three, so let's imagine that to actually channel Sophia would have been the third time. I was with a very sacred friend of mine, someone who I had danced with since I was 3 years old, who had suffered through three different times of really terminal cancer and had come through it. And we were on the beach, and I was showing her this form of movement dancing, which is a form of Sophia, but it's channeled dancing. And really, her mouth was dropped open. So this is someone I really, really trust, and I'm moving in a way that she had never really seen before. And that's when Sophia showed up in words.
Wow.
And that's when she introduced herself, called herself the wind, and said that she surrounded us all of the time, that she was with us all the time. Talked about the little sand, because we were on the beach, every little thing of sand being all of the people in the world and how she knew every person. And then I actually, so in that, I could see how my friend was actually frozen in the sand. So I remember her watching me dance and her being like in tears and like seeing something magical. Yet the moment Sophia talked, she was frozen, and I could tell that she was scared. I mean, I knew that she was scared. Yet for me, all I know is that it was so, I guess the word lyrical would be right. It was just so, it was almost like you were in this lullaby, that everything that she was saying was so comforting. And even though I saw the reflection of fear in my friend's eyes, there was absolutely zero fear. And that I don't remember being all of the things that I know later, which are heat, pressure, all of the things that later come along with channeling. But the first, or the third time, you could say, that time, the first time Sophia spoke, it was just so beautiful that that's the only thing that I focused on was the beauty.
But I've always wondered that,
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was wondering how that came through in the beginning. How it touched you, how you were moved by it. I find it fascinating.
Well, I was moved. I mean, that's the, it actually came from, so Sophia moving someone else's body first, then moving my body, and then speaking. So it was this, and I think that that's a really interesting, I mean, I always figure things out as I'm talking about it, but I never really realized, oh yeah, it was in a round of three. Take one, take two, take three. And most
stages,
times, come that way in threes. So.
Well, and I'd like to add too that, you know, on the theme of the evening, it sounds that you were courageous.
Oh.
Especially if the friend was, I mean, a friend, quote unquote, was showing fear. You know, gosh, if someone you know is showing fear, what are you going to do when you do this in a room full of strangers?
Yeah, well, I would say that the courage came later. So in that moment, I knew that I was so connected that it wasn't courage yet. So both of my friends, the first one that, you know, gave me the message and the second one that was watching me, it was so that I was connected to the spirit, the energy of what was coming through, that I knew that there was no fear. There was nothing to fear. I would say the courage came later when my now former husband was freaked out, terrified by me. My family thought I was crazy. And
yes, I read that story. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but share a little of that, because I think the callers, when they listen to the archives, will resonate with what you have to say.
Well, so after take three, Sophia comes through and speaks, and I am just awed. So I watch my friend go away, and she's very nervous. She's very uncomfortable with everything that happened, but here I am in this magical state of, wow, this is so amazing. So hence I go about and show everyone that I can think to show. Hey, hubby, look what I can do. My family, he freaks out so much that I am very nervous about, I'm not really sure how to pursue this relationship anymore, that he's so terrified by me all the time. So in that, I surround myself by the only person I know, which is John. So he was a friend at the time, my husband now. I go to John and say, oh my God, my husband is freaked out, what do I do? And he basically says, you need to be around people that understand this so you can explain it better, so you can translate or, you know, have a conversation with what this is all about. In the meanwhile, I'm trying to go and get with people. Well, my ex-husband is contacting all my family and friends and telling everyone I'm insane, which, maybe it looks like I'm insane. I understand that. Now I have a lot of compassion for him and understand that this was a very challenging place to be in. But where all of my courage came is where him and a whole bunch of friends and family really pursued the path of there's something psychologically wrong with me. So they pursued, you know, really trying to contain me and to get me to professional
Really?
Health. And trying to supersede in that and say that really I had lost my mind. And so courage.
Christina.
Yes.
Did they ever feel like, from a psychologist's point of view, did they say that it's maybe a split personality?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, here I am in front of therapists, in front of psychologists, in front of psychiatrists, you know. wanting to put me on lithium, wanting, you know, a whole bunch of things. So courage, really, courage for me was pursuing the path of I know what's real, and I know that I have to pull back, you know, really pull back my understandings of all of this and speak practically to these people.
Yes.
Do insane people choose it? Do insane people have a conversation with you? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about my path. Why aren't you contacting my regular therapist that I've been working with for years? So, you know, I was so practical in nature that as much as people wanted to, let's say, lock me up forever, courage took pursuing the practicality where I knew people were afraid of me and I needed to talk my way out of it.
Right, right.
And as I talked my way out of it, you know, I honored that this is what they do as a profession, and they need to call me split personality. They need to say all of those things, and that's
right,
okay.
Right, because they can't even comprehend that it's a spirit being channeled. That's exactly
right. And that I am still trying to understand the bigger picture, so how I don't have the capacity to explain the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is going to get me locked up.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason to get practical.
I have another thing.
I never heard that
story
before. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, it's for me, it's almost like from a religious point of view, it's like finding that, how do I speak, you know what I mean? Like for you, it's like, how do you bring that to the mainstream? And how do you say, maybe to the religious people of the world who's raised Catholic or Christian, you know, that it's not, maybe to see it from a biblical point of view, maybe it's the gift of the Spirit, you know?
Right.
Trying to bring in the gifts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I would say that the real, I imagine that the real journey is, in you know, in that moment and in many, many, many moments, years afterwards, that I hadn't studied it enough. I hadn't pursued it enough. So I had an experience of it, but I didn't have the philosophy. I didn't have bigger wisdom. So I was in no place at the time to say to someone, my experience is right. I knew that my experience was my experience, but I didn't have any information to back up my experience. So the courage was actually leaving the East Coast. So I left my husband. I moved to California. I literally left everything behind. I moved to California with $5 in my pocket with my whole family, you know, really believing I was insane. So courage was pursuing the path of, now I have to go and understand this. Now I have to understand it for myself and then to explain it to my family. It's up to me to give them the wisdom that they need because they didn't have the experience that I had. So how are they supposed to understand if they didn't have the experience I had?
Right.
So I would say to most people, as much as we want our experiences to stand on our on their own, they don't usually because it's just an individual experience. What does stand up in the public's eye is continual pursuit of it. So I traveled to London. I studied with, you know, well-known mediums and channels. I have pursued this over and over again. I have studied. And so that I have a very big repertoire of experiences that are both practical and impractical at the same time, but I also come from knowledge as well as personal experience, which makes up my wisdom. So from that place, I now have spent years and years inside of the spiritual marketplace and have understood that as I have developed that language for those sets of people, I see that that language lacks for maybe a Catholic audience, that maybe I do need to take on some of their language. But what if I want to talk to an Ellen audience, you know, someone, you know, the Ellen
show?
Right. Humor, you know, they're playing, they're laughing, you know. So what do they need in order to share my experience and give them also credible, tangible, you know, books, places they can go look and see that, you know, the phenomenon of channeling has existed since the beginning of
time.
A
long time, yeah.
And no matter what our current society says about it right now, okay, right now it still may be fringe, but there were times that it wasn't on the fringe. There were times that it was very infused in everyday culture and that maybe people need that information. So where I am now is I've spent years pursuing the explanation in the spiritual world, and now I'm, you know, taking this time, this sabbatical, this time to create language that will help all those that are not in the spiritual realms, that need, you know, maybe some historical information, maybe some other ways to look at the phenomenon of channeling, where channeling maybe is not the forefront in their faith. So maybe I'm not coming up and saying, I'm channeling right away. maybe I'm giving people opportunities to experience Sophia first. And in experiencing Sophia, innately people know that something magical is happening. And, you know, that's one of the things I'm really proud of. I've spent a lot of time bringing her out in the world where, you know, people don't know that I'm channeling, and, you know, that's caused a lot of controversy in the channeling realms. People say that a lot of people will have the opinion that there's something wrong with that, yet I have found over and over again that when you bring Sophia in the world, people feel her, they see her, and they're drawn to her, and they know something profound is happening. And sometimes that word channeling, man, just gets in the way.
Yeah,
yeah,
see,
well, it's a label.
The label, the verbiage, and how it's brought through, and they see it as a taboo, the word channeling. But once they can get past that, once they can allow themselves to open up to maybe the possibility that, you know, there's something great out there. There's something greater out there. There's something, a wisdom that can pour in that we all are connected to. Just allowing that to come through,
And maybe they'll embrace the fact that it's channel, but maybe what they really need more than that is just to hear Sophia's voice. Maybe they don't have
something
to believe that she is goddess. Maybe they don't need any of that. Maybe they could call me this insane woman that has this character that's Sophia, that actually says some profound things. So what if she's an actress, right? The character she brings forth brings so much wisdom, so much value that, who cares? Whatever that Christina girl is, who cares, right? Just bring me Sophia, okay?
I love how you also, Christina, how you've said before how Sophia interacts in the public, like at a restaurant, you know, how she can talk to the waitress. It's just, it's fascinating. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually, my sabbatical is all about that right now. So my sabbatical is just bringing people who have known Sophia, who actually know who Sophia is, bringing them out in the world with her, and actually being this witness of watching that she doesn't, I mean, she's still Sophia. I mean, she's still speaking the way she speaks, and people still connect with it. Whether the tone, because we all know Sophia's tone is a little different. It doesn't always, you know, her timing, her tone, her delivery is different from anything that you've heard. And you see that it's funny how it actually flies in the world, where when people don't know that it's channeled, that you would be surprised that all of the things that people freak out about, how different it is, they actually embrace it when they don't have to face, here's Christina, here's Sophia. They just get Sophia.
Exactly. Well, because in their head, they're looking at you as a schizophrenic because there's two voices coming. You know what I mean? In other words, channeling is the wisdom to know that you can bring through a higher entity, where I think people look at, you know, if they don't have that expanded experience or even the expanded, you know, the choice to look at something more open-minded, two voices coming out of one person is a psychological imbalance.
Yeah. So that's okay, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's their stuff.
And then it's really, for me, it's the courage to say that's okay. So, because of course there's always, I can give the world Sophia, yet there is always going to be, you can't hide forever that Christina is part of the story. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, there may be a random moment where someone goes out and, you know, has an experience with Sophia, yet there sometime, some way, will be the expanded story that Christina is a part of it. And that I'm up here she comes, right? So a part, here comes her words. She's coming in, but let me finish my statement, Sophia. Thank you very much. That what I'm finding is that it takes a lot of courage to let people think what they want to think. If it needs to be that I'm a great actress, okay. If I'm schizophrenic, okay. People are welcome to think whatever they think. because really I'm here to offer myself and Sophia, and whatever you feel in relationship to that, I trust. Because I trust in Sophia, and I trust in myself, and I know that we're all connected. And no matter what someone thinks about me, the ultimate truth is we all know one another, that you're my friend, even if you look like my enemy at the moment. You're actually a friend of mine. And so we'll all get over this someday. We'll all be on the same page in some place, somewhere, sometime.
Yeah.
So I think I'm taking my exit, because here she comes. So... Bye, guys.
Well, thank you for sharing. thank you for sharing that, Christina.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, she'll probably come back towards the end, so, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
Interesting stuff.
Here I am, yes?
Yay!
Hello, dear one.
Good. So what do we have to say off of Christina's sharing? What do we feel after we hear Christina saying, it's okay that people might call me an actress. It's okay people may call me split personality. What lesson do we all learn from hearing someone embrace people saying such possibly negative things about her, right?
Yes.
How do you feel
courage.
About
I just have to make a note that I think we have a caller out of the country.
Okay. We will finish this conversation and we'll take it. Tell the caller, hold on.
Okay, because it's out of the country, because I don't recognize the digiting, so, okay.
Say, I'm sorry for your long distance plan, but we'll be with you in 5, right?
There you go. They can hear us, so there you go. Okay.
So, just how do you respond? What's the lesson in Christina sharing, it's okay for people to judge me?
Yes, it's okay to take criticism.
Acceptance?
Yes. Acceptance.
Yeah.
And what do we learn from that? Oh, wow, right? What do we learn from
really, that there's really nothing to fear.
Ah, good. That those thoughts can't hurt you, right?
Right.
Only when you let them hurt you.
Yes, that you're you're in the command. You create your own reality, that you allow things to influence you, a choice.
So,
definitions, right? It's how we define the experience.
Yeah, definitions, belief systems, yes.
Like Christina's saying, it's fine for you to think what you think about me. That's all right.
Yeah.
I accept that. It's a great lesson for everyone listening. It is none of your business what the world thinks about you, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, it is because we are trying to be a little more effective, but when we take it personally, so it is none of your business, meaning I can't take it personally what the world thinks about me. I can shift and adjust. So here is Christina saying, I'm going to shift and adjust so that channeling is not the focus, because I know from experience that word channeling gets in the way. So I'm going to shift my presentation. Doesn't shift the content, right?
Right. Exactly.
It shifts the delivery of it. And in that, I understand that people are going to have a lot of opinions, and that's okay. So tonight, we're going to take the wisdom from Christina, which is, it's okay that the world has opinions about awakened ones. It's okay. All we have to do is say, it's all right that you think that about me. And
in I see it. Yes. I see the it's because when people have criticism, it's healthy because it shows growth, a potential to grow.
And when we don't war against it, when we don't say you're wrong, it gives them the opportunity to shift, to change, give them opportunities. When we don't fight them, we give them permission to be exactly who they are at the moment. And who they are at the moment is perfect, just like who Christina is in the moment is perfect.
Yeah.
It's like who you are is perfect, who you are is perfect, who our caller is perfect. There is our transition.
Well done. Okay, so does that mean we're taking the caller?
Yes.
Okay. I have area code 000. I'm assuming you are out of the country. You're on the air with Goddess Sophia.
Oh, hi, Christina. I don't know why I'm coming up 00. I'm in California. And is that me?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah, it must be a Skype way of doing it. Hi, Goldie and Christina and Sophia and your guests. I'm not sure. I just want to say I've really loved all of the shows, and I've been a big listener to channeled and spiritual information now for 30 years, back to when I listened to Dr. Peebles, who came through as a complete transmedium like Christina. And I tell you, the people that don't understand it are missing out on so much knowledge by closing themselves down. And I just think sooner or later, it's all going to come out. And you're just going to be on top of the game, Christina. So just stay with the journey. That's my thought.
Great. Thank you. So I'm back. Hi, is this Tricia?
Yes, yes.
Hi.
And I love all of your shows and your archives and Goldish and what you've done together and things. You just have such amazing information to share. And I think the world will catch up to that you are no different to what the great masters all brought through. They all tapped into that same energy. And it will come about. I just think that people will wake up one day and go, oh, my goodness, what am I missing out on? Because this is the 20th century. We're not living, running around in, you know, robes in the biblical days anymore. We're here and now.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I also feel committed to giving them greater opportunities, so that part of my journey, I feel, is to give them a greater opportunity to come to this work by lessening the focus on channeled material, on lessening the focus on this big spiritual side of it, and actually really bringing it to a practical level. Because as we all know, Sophia offers practical wisdom that anyone can embody, anyone can take on. So one of my challenges, and I'm excited for the challenge. I feel like I was born for it.
Yeah.
So this is part of my purpose, is to give people the greatest opportunity to come to the work. So try and pull as much of the fear, the stigma, pull out as much of that as I can, as humanly possible, so that more and more people have the opportunity without having to be like nose to nose with the fact of, oh, well, who is she? Who is this? How is this possible? So that some of that information just falls to the wayside at first, so that people are really allowed to feel Sophia first before they're confronted with, oh, wow, what do you mean she's not human? What do you mean she's honest? What? What do you mean she's from another what? So I honor and I appreciate that, because I know at times it's challenging, you know, it's challenging, and we want the world to say, hey, get it, come on, like, get on the path of ascension and all of that. But I also trust that people, you know, awaken in their own time, and just because I awakened, like, boom, like that hit of lightning I got, doesn't mean that everyone else needs to do that process as well. So thank you. Your support has meant the world to me, and I really want to share that, you know, there's times where I've been like a lonely soul standing up there on a platform, and there is Tricia in the audience clapping for me.
Aww,
thank you for
that. Yeah. And it is really strange, that word spirit, because I wrote my book called Spirit Boy, and, you know, had I called it Ghost Boy, it would have got a quicker audience. And I kept thinking, should I go to that word? Should I stay in this word? Should I have a vampire in the story? I mean, it's sort of like, do you move to that place that's already exists, or do you just stick with the truth and know that one day it will catch on and it will be accepted that people are spiritual beings in like form as humans?
Yes, well,
and,
hello, my friend. It is Sophia. Hello, Tricia.
Yes. Oh, hello, Sophia.
Hello, my love. So let me actually answer that question. So do we trust in delivering it as our heart wants to deliver it, or do we shift it a little bit? So that has been the conversation tonight in some ways, and I say that we hold on to the essence of it, what our heart wants to share, but words are just words, right? Doesn't
yes.
change the essence of your story. So there's no right or wrong here. Yet what Christina is sharing tonight, what I have shared with Brian tonight, is that sometimes by changing our presentation style, we quicken the awakening of others, in that we lessen the fear, right? And we push the buttons of excitement, yes, which allows them to awaken quicker. So we take an active role. Instead of a role of the observer, we are observing and saying that the world will catch on. We say, let me help the world catch on. Let me light a little fire under everybody to catch on. And if that requires me to shift my language a little bit, well, that's okay.
Yes, and I'm looking at that myself, and I will apologize. I was at the dentist, so I have missed the first hour, but I am an archives listener, and I will go back and re-listen to your show, because I know the premise that you're talking about. So.
Yes, well, the funny thing is that you haven't heard what we said yet, Brian. Doesn't it feel like she is talking from what we have been talking about?
Yes, you have. You're coming from the heart. Just go with what you feel.
On the spot, because this is, you will laugh when you go back and listen to the archives. You will say, oh my God, how crazy that I called in and spoke all of this when this was already spoken about the hour before, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
It really shows your divinity.
But this is also the magic of what you're talking about, Goddess Sophia, is that we can all tap in to each other and our waves and our communication, like I just tapped into what you were just talking about in a sense. And
exactly.
And this is the wonderful thing of what you share and Goldie shares and others share about this magic of being able to tap in and manifest. And I do it to children all the time. I say to them, how often do you say, oh, I was just thinking of you, and boom, there they are. And that's the magic in the universe, that with how Christina taps into you, you know, that boom, da-da, here's my goddess, or here's, you know, others have angels and other teachers. And that's as close as we are. We're right there. And that's
beautiful. And that is the truth. So that is truth spoken in a way that's closest to your heart, that is closest to the essence of what you know, magic. Yet let's say the world hears magic and they think of Harry Potter make-believe world. So what you might find is that when you're speaking to children, isn't that synchronistic? Isn't that coincidental? Maybe it's not coincidence at all that you're thinking about someone and then they call. Maybe nothing is by chance. So maybe by understanding that magic is synchronicity, that is coincidence, which isn't coincidence, we begin to interchange the words, understanding that magic evokes these days Harry Potter, which evokes make-believe, which evokes movies and pretend and Hollywood sets, right?
Yes. But it also puts it in a box that they made it, they created it. It's not possible because it's just made with film and actors and TV screens and make-believe.
So we may find that the word magic we use with very young children because they understand the essence of magic. So children from 1 to 5 or 6, and then we shift our language into, wow, isn't that coincidental? Maybe there's no such thing as coincidence. Maybe you're thinking a thought and someone can hear that thought. That's cool, we say. And just that's cool is enough. Oh, wow, that's cool. I wonder, right? And we start putting I wonder statements. And so those little kids start pursuing, I think of a friend. The friend calls. Wow, that's cool, because someone said that's cool. Now they start saying to their friends, hey, think of me, right? You see what happens when we speak in language that people can translate, that people can digest?
Yes, I love it. I love what you're saying.
Know who you want to talk to and understand the language that's easily digestible to that audience and use that language, not because it restricts you, but because it frees you. It lets you know the essence, but present that essence in a way that gives people the greatest probability to receive that wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that forward, too, because it just really... just brings it back to all of our conscious thoughts, that it's just as easy and simple as that. It's, yeah,
I
love
it. Interchange. change. We can interchange language left and right. People are very stubborn in their language patterns. I want to say it the way I want to say it. Well, what about I just want people to get the feeling, right? That's what you really
exactly.
want. What about saying
exactly.
it the way you want to say it? You want people to understand you. Words are just words, everyone, right? It's the essence you want people to know. So shift your words, which allows people to get the essence. It's as simple as that, yet that's not simple at all, because now you have to really track what words work, what do people think about this word, blah, blah, blah. So it's easy, but it's not easy. Isn't that always the message?
Yes, yes. I think what it is, too, is that when you speak the right words, you see the reflection coming back straight away from your audience, that they get it.
Well, if it's not the right or the wrong words, it's the words that connect. When you speak the words that connect to their psyches, you get that response, that aha, oh,
yes.
I get it, and you feel them join you. You feel
yes.
it, and you see it.
Yes, yes. I will get back to your other callers, because I know your show is nearly finishing, and I'm so blessed that you're here to serve the world, the two of you and John and whatever changes, I'm right there with you.
Ah, thank you, beloved. We honor you, and we're so glad you were co-hosting this last bit of the show, yes? Oh.
Yes, indeed. Trisha, thank you for sharing. You're fabulous. It felt like a circle where there was courage, and you are the embodiment of that courage expressed. So it felt complete. Yeah, thank you.
I got to tell you, it was your comment the other day about healing gums that made me go to the dentist. So thank you, Goldie.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, no, I'm saying, may your gums heal sweetly.
Yeah, that's where I was today on your account. All right, well, God bless everybody and talk soon. I'm just going to continue.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling, Tricia.
All right, just mute me. Bye.
Okay, love. Okay. Wow, she was fabulous.
Yes, grand. And really, the piece here to pay attention to is how she wasn't listening to the first half. And
it's
the same material that I worked with Brian, the same material that Christina was sharing, which is about how do we change our words, how do we change our tone, not change our message. So really, that is evidence in itself that we are all connected. We don't have to be tangibly hearing something in order to be connected to it.
It's very true.
Good.
We have 9 minutes left. We have callers, but nobody has their hand up. I don't know if they're... Well, I'll let... If you'd like to speak with Goddess Sophia, you have to press 1. I honor if you just want to continue to listen to the last few minutes of the show. Brian, I did want you to share where people can find you, what you're doing, websites, email addresses.
Yes, to all the listeners out there, you can find me on Facebook and connect with Goldie and just find through her friends list. And just if you feel inclined, go ahead and just send me a friend invite and I'll accept. And also on those who play video games, there's an app called Xbox 360. My gamer tag is Last Night, Night spelled with a K, all one word, Last Night, and then 777 behind that. That's my gamer tag. Yes.
Okay, and Sophia, do you have some... do you have some closing statements for...
I do, my friends. All right, let's start by everyone taking a deep breath in and exhale. And let us really connect with our chest, our heart, and let us really calm ourselves. For this is not an ending, this is a beginning. This is a beginning for each and every person that listens to this Third Thursday programming that we have been a part of for a while now. This is a call to each and every one of you, which says you too are a leader in your own field. You too have a message to bring to the world. So as Christina takes her sabbatical as Christina pursues bringing my voice out there into everyday land, yes, out there into the world at large. Trust that this is also your little motivation to say, how do I bring my message to an audience? How do I bring my truth to the world? Maybe my truth needs to be brought in front of gamers. Maybe I need to have conversation in front of gamers. Maybe my platform is Facebook. Maybe I want to speak with those that are interested in animals, yes?
Yeah.
So as we close today, I want you to remember this is not an ending. This is a beginning. This is your beginning to forge your way, to forge your path. And know that I am with you. Whether you are hearing me in this form or another form, there are always archives, there are always YouTube videos, there are many places to connect with me, and there is always that silent place in your heart. There is always the songs on the radio, there are always the synchronicities coming across that is me chatting to you, because if you have paid attention, if you have been following, you will notice that I am one chatty gal, yes?
Indeed.
I chat. So do you think I stopped chatting when the airways closed down?
Oh, no. It's how we tune in to
yes.
hear that.
Remember, yeah. Sophia is always talking, yes? So all you have to do is remember that and say, how do I have a conversation with Sophia today? Because I know she's talking to me. Because Sophia never shuts up, right? That's the truth of me. That's the truth. I am here to be with all of you. I am here to chat to every single one of you. There is not a single being on this planet that I don't spend time with. I spend time with all of you. So yeah. Take that moment, that breath, to connect to the heart, to the chest, and feel that the moment you are ready to start a conversation, I am there. So thank you, Goldie.
Thank you.
Yes?
Oh, Sophia, thank you. It has been such an exquisite dance. And I really do feel that we're not done. Obviously, we will continue to speak in the etheric. And I think somewhere down the line, you know, I'm certainly hopeful that Christina and you and all of your glory and will come visit the show. You're welcome always. Always there is an open door anytime you guys want to show up because it has been a really, really wonderful ride. I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. It has been a pleasure. And, Brian, really trust that you are part of this ending slash beginning for a reason. So thank you,
Thank you for the synchronicities, dear one.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for all being the magical being that creates all those synchronicities. So thank you. And to all those that have listened, to all of those that have called in, we honor you, we thank you, and we say good for you, the courage to be you, the courage to listen to this program, for I push buttons, I say some outrageous things, so I want to pat all of you on the back and say it is your time now, it is your time to trust in your voice, in your expressions, and to put those shoes on, to walk, to step into the shoes of the lion that has stepped into courage and now roars. So my friends, roar away, be you, and know that that is ultimately supported from a much bigger universal picture. And even if you don't see that in the small picture, remember, we are all connected, and ultimately, we will all unite at one time, and those that criticize will ultimately be your ultimate fans, will be your ultimate friends, and remember, this is one big game, one big movie, one big opportunity to enjoy the ride. So keep those seatbelts fastened, and remember, even when it gets hairy, it's just a ride. It will conclude. You will get off and say, yippee, I loved being afraid. I loved being scared. I loved the rush. I loved the silent moment. I loved it all. So I leave you with that message of, I love you all. Thank you, my friends. Namaste.
Thank you, dear one. Namaste,
Sophia. Thank you. Wow.
That was something. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Felt so good. I just want to say thank you so much, Goldie, for this opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brian.
If I could give
Brian,
you a big hug right
so
now,
ready
I would give
for
you a
this.
Hug.
You're so ready for this.
I know.
All you
I
have
am.
To do is yeah. just jump.
I'm getting some of that female energy around me. I need it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, when he first came up to me and said, would you like to be on the air, you know, I knew intuitively this is what I'm supposed to do. Because like Sophia, I can't shut up. But the first time I was on the air, hi, Chris, I just want to finish this up. The first time I was on the air as a guest on his show, my friends were calling into Rhode Island going, breathe, Goldie, breathe. I mean, I had dead air. I wasn't talking. It's just when you know that you're supposed to do it, you literally, nothing stands in the way. You just keep moving forward. And then the confidence, the comfortableness, all of that comes through the experiences of tripping, falling, and having dead air. It's one of the things.
If I can interrupt real quick, guys, I just want to throw up my website.
Yeah,
of course, of course. Don't worry, we're not hanging up even if we go past. So indeed, but share, yes.
Thank you, everybody, so much. It's been my honor to be with you all. The website, ChristinaSophia.com, Christina with a K, Sophia with a PH. And I just say to anyone, just hold on and hold out. We'll be, even if the website comes down for a little while, no matter what happens, we're coming back. So everyone buckle that seatbelt, like Sophia said. It's not the end, it's the beginning. Thanks, guys.
I love
you,
Chris.
Thank you,
many,
Christina.
Many blessings
you.
To you and John. Yeah,
much
many
love,
blessings.
Much love to you and John.
Oh, thank you so much. So sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to get that information.
No, of course. No, of course. And also, Facebook, what you want to throw out your Facebook connection, is because I'm assuming that will stay up even if the page goes down, no?
So, yeah, we have a fan page, Christina Sophia. You can look us up on Facebook. So definitely connect in, and all my information always gets posted. And I try and connect there. Usually John's doing most of my updating, but I definitely check in here and there. So stay connected.
There you go. Stay connected. I like that because I will keep connected with you through Facebook because you're just delightful, Christina. You are just delightful. I wish you all the success. I know you'll get it. I know you'll get it, and I'm excited to watch. I really am.
Thanks, guys.
All right, everybody. Next week is Janet Straight Arrow. She's on Facebook. You can look for her information. She's a Heyoka, and she's quite brilliant and quite insightful. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brian, thank you so much for sharing this
thank
night
you.
With me.
Thank you, dear. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a memorable night, and it really is not a coincidence. It is all synchronistic that you are here tonight. I definitely believe that as well.
Thank
you, everyone. Have an amazing night and an amazing week, and I will talk to everybody next Thursday night. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.